stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's Thursday, folks, May 3rd.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to make it a good morning.
Why? It's not a very good morning.
I am upset.
Why?
But this is going to sound so stupid, but my, like, this necklace is this medallion that I always wear.
Yeah.
Has gone missing. Yeah. And I got it. It raises your vibration, like your body vibration. I swear to you, I couldn't sleep last night. I actually woke up last night thinking, I feel naked. My heart feels weird. What's going on? I never feel like this. And I only feel like that when I take it off, which is weird.
Really?
And I'm like, it's not on me. And I woke up and I'm like, it's not on me. It's not on me. Where is it? And I start freaking out. I'm looking everywhere all over for it. Can't find it. And I'm literally going insane right now.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like going insane.
Where do you think you may have lost it?
I don't know. And
no,
I was
not in the
all
house?
Over the world yesterday. But I did pinpoint it down to someone saw it at 5:30. So that leaves the rest of the day to figure out. And I got home around like 8:30. Mm-hmm. So at least 3 hours of just trying to figure out where. But I don't know. I really have no idea. So right. I'm freaking out and
yeah,
I feel naked.
Yeah, probably turn up.
I'm
upset. Can't you get another one like that?
I mean, you can, but it's just the point that, like, it was mine. Like, yeah. It's programmed for me. Like, it's been mine.
Oh, I
you know?
See. Okay.
So,
well,
just...
they'll reprogram another one for you. Relax. I mean, don't stress out over things like that.
I am. I'm really upset about it. So, I feel completely naked without it. So, okay. I am freaking out. And
really?
I'm trying to not let it ruin my day, but it's like, it was.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling
Are you feeling
better.
Any interference in your force this morning?
Yes.
Really?
Actually, yes. I feel like I'm not as powerful. I know it sounds retarded, but because it puts like, I'm like into holistic stuff. Everyone knows this because I talk about it every day. But it's like, it raises your vibration and it's also a protection thing. And it also protects you from like EMF, which is like electronics, things like that.
Right.
Since I'm always around it. But yeah, I don't feel right. It's awful.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you'll feel better after, I'm sure, once you find it. And like I said, where did you get it? Did you get it at the store or something?
It was given to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's a healing center, but I can get it again, I guess. Yeah. It just sucks that...
It does suck. I mean, I hate losing things, although I seldom lose things because I always put them in the same place. But I guess a necklace can just rip off your
I think it fell off because the chain that it came on was really crappy, so I made my own. But it's like a leather thing, and it can come off, so whatever. And then it made me think, oh, yeah, I lost my iPod when I was in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about it, and I'm like, well, I got to find that, too. And so I was ripping everything apart this morning. For the necklace, but I was like, well, now I'm going to look for the iPod, too. Like, I was just like, I don't even care about the iPod. The iPod, I really just don't care about. It's just a stupid iPod. I don't even care. But the necklace I care about.
Yeah.
I really do. And I'm like, it sucks.
Yeah. It has a sentimental value to
it
you,
is.
Probably, right?
Yeah, it does. My sister and I got one at the same time. And, like, it's just,
really?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, we'll help you with some energy today.
Uh-oh. All right.
Well, we have a very special guest in the studio who's joining us this morning. Her name is Lucia, and she's a host on our station here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's going to energize you quite a bit this morning. So,
sounds good.
Yeah. Good morning, Lucia.
Good morning, Sam.
Welcome
good morning, Bridget.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Nice to be here, finally.
Yeah, I know. You've been on my show, but like a long time ago, right? Like
I don't think so.
Never?
No.
Wow, then it's about time.
Yeah?
Lucia has been with us for 4 years.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh, Sam.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know. And she finally made the move. She
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
wait for me anymore. She's like, when do I come on your show?
That's good.
So she put me on the spot, yeah.
Yeah, we started out in that little office that was like half the size of this office that we're in now, which is only a part of your palatial offices, as you said. So I'm really proud of you that you've really come so far in 4 years.
Thank you. Who knew? Yeah, Lucia remembers when we were downtown, we were on the 36th floor.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a very small executive suite.
Yeah.
And the view was amazing, but it was small.
Isn't it freaky? Like, if you, like, think hurricane. I mean, oh, my God. Did I just say hurricane? Wow, I'm stuck in the east. See my necklace. Yeah. I'm thinking about the necklace nonstop because I got it in the East Coast. But I mean, earthquake.
We actually had an earthquake once when we were there.
Does the whole building, because you know, the buildings are all on rollers there?
Probably,
so does it feel like, nauseous?
I mean, I still felt the earthquake and it was scary, you know.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, you do what everybody else does, you know.
Pray.
Yeah. But no, it was a cool place. I mean, we were like higher than the helicopters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we saw we could see helicopters flying around during the show.
And it would distract everybody.
I would flash them. I'd be like, check this out. You know? It'd be kind of funny.
You know,
be like right on the wall, like with your boob. Have you ever done that? Like on the window?
No.
No one's ever done that? Am I the only one? Why?
You and Kendra Wilkinson.
You know what? I would love to hang out with her. I seriously would. We would just be like idiots.
Really?
I think.
Who is she? You gotta tell me who she is.
One of the girls next door. One of the three girlfriends from Hugh Hefner from a few years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She had her own show, or she has her own show on E. Actually, it's funny, I was just talking about her the other day because we were both interviewed by ManCal, who's if you know, he's
like a radio guy.
He's the biggest asshole you'll ever meet in your entire life. But he has a radio show in Chicago, and he's pretty big. He's really big, you know. I think he's got a lot of ratings and all that, but. He interviewed me when I was on I had my own show a couple years ago, and he was just rude and mean. I actually hung up the phone on him. I was like, you know what? This interview is done. Click. And he interviewed me. He got me back on the show again, and that time he hung up on me, and I'm like, whatever. I don't even care. Like, you think you're hot shit, and you're not. You're just, like, disgusting. And then I watched the Kendra show last year, and she was interviewed by him, and he made her cry.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, this huge thing, and I was like, well, at least I'm not the only one. Yeah. You know? And I'm like... That poor thing. Anyway,
I guess I've heard of her. I just didn't know the name, but she's that blonde. I guess they're all blonde.
They're all blonde. She's married to Hank Basket, the basketball player. I meant football player. I'm thinking of Kardashian. I had them both in my head at the same time. The football player. The one that screwed up the Super Bowl for them a couple years ago.
Okay, so that's her.
By the way. Just want to say this. I'm really upset because Terrell Suggs, Raven player, blew out his ACL and probably will not be playing this season. And if he does come back in, it'll be December, January for like playoffs or whatever. Playing basketball.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like, I thought when you're, like, in sports, like, you're not allowed to, you know, like...
Hop around.
Right? Like, right? I thought you're not allowed... Because I know, like, when you're doing a movie or something, they say, you can't do this, you can't do that, because you're in a contract, if you get hurt, you know, all this stuff. So, if you're a professional football player, why the hell are you playing basketball rough? Obviously, it's rough, because you blew your ACL. That just really makes me upset. Anyway, I just want to say that, because I found that out, that's another thing that made me upset this morning. And I was like, no! No!
Yeah, well, you see, that's the things you care about. That's why it upsets you, you know? You got to care about things that are more important.
Well, that hit me, and I blew it off, because the necklace, really, I care about more.
Yeah.
Actually, for now.
If I can give you some advice on that necklace.
Yes.
You know, speaking of vibration, because you said it raises your vibration, but actually it's a tool to help you raise it. But at the end of the day, you're the only person that can raise your own vibration.
And you're right. And I thought about, okay, you know what? I don't need it anymore. That's why it lost. It's gone because my vibration's that high and I don't need it anymore and I'm above it. So I was thinking that way. And then I'm like, no, but I need it. I need it. It's like this. I know, and you're right.
When you raise your vibration and you're on the same wavelength as it, you'll find it if you're meant to find it.
Yeah, and that's true. And that's why I'm like, well, I think maybe I'm not supposed to have it anymore because I outgrew it.
Yeah. I need some high vibrations, too. How do I get those?
You have to focus on positive things.
Yeah.
Really?
Focus on things you appreciate. That's it.
Okay. And then you feel better, obviously.
I'm telling you. Oh, I didn't tell you. Did I tell you about the tags? What happened? Was it yesterday or the day before?
I saw you posting on
Facebook. This is actually really funny. So I go into the DMV, and I have been in there out so many times. And the lady's like, you can't get your tags because these don't show that they were paid. And I said, I promise they were. Here's an email. I'll show it to you. Look. And she's like, yeah, but it's not in the system, so I can't look at that. And I'm in my head, and I'm saying this, like, mantra in my head over and over again. I'm like, I just got it. She's like, no. And she's explaining this whole thing, and I know the whole thing, and I just don't. I'm like, okay. But I felt powerful. Like, I felt like I was on fire. And out of the blue, she turns around, and she's processing, like, a new appointment for me for a week later and everything. And then she goes, I'm just going to give you the tickers. Because I was saying in my head, I am like saying all these things. I'm not going to tell you what I was saying. It's going to sound ridiculous. But I was like, I feel like I could change her mind in a way.
Really?
And she just turned around and was like, here's the stickers. I'm like, what?
Wow.
What? And she's like, yeah. And then I'm like, no way. And then I went back outside and I had a ticket that needed to be signed off by a cop. And I came back in and I'm like, can you actually sign this off too? Mm-hmm. So I don't have to go downtown. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So, anyway, my whole day was, like, amazing.
It's what you put out there, huh?
It was.
Yeah. It all starts with you. That's the great thing. You know you have the power to control your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's just, I guess I feel like I know it's so stupid. Like, the necklace is the clutch. I need to, like, get that off me.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I'm done with it. Back to you. This is all about you.
So, Lucia, you host the show The Art of Love. And I think it's self-explanatory, but why don't you tell us a little bit about the show, what people can expect when they listen.
Yes, well, it's on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, and it's all about love, dating, and relationships. I am a dating and relationship expert.
Nice.
And I specialize in cougar relationships, but, the show is, we don't focus on cougars. It's all dating and relationships for everybody.
Right.
And I usually have an author because there's so many great books out there.
Right.
And I get to read a book every week and then interview the author,
wow,
which is
that's
amazing.
So cool.
Yeah. So now what's a relationship expert? What do you do?
Right, exactly. What the hell do you do? Well, it's dating/relationship expert. So, you know, an expert is just someone that knows more about a specific topic than most people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I have read probably 1,000 books on the topic,
really?
If not more. I've dated in 7 cities, 4 countries, and 2 continents.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot.
Yes. So I have a little bit of experience, you know. So I have the book Smarts and the Street Smarts. And basically, I help people with their dating and relationships. I have a column, and I have a book, Lucia's Lessons of Love.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No, well, I did. But
I didn't know that. I would love to read it.
It's right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this one, I didn't know about this one.
Well,
you talked about a book before, but I've never really seen it. Okay.
Well, it exists.
There it is.
In person.
Yeah.
It's right here.
No, there's a hard copy, and then there's also the e-book available on the internet.
Okay.
So both.
I would love you to send me the e-book or the hard copy, either or. But it's probably easier for you for the e-book.
All right. I will do that. I'd love to.
So tell us a little bit about the book. What's the book about?
So the book is, the subtitle is An Expert Answers the Most Asked Dating and Relationship Questions.
Mm.
So I just found that I was always getting a lot of the same questions. So I thought, why not just put it into one book?
Right.
And that way it's more like a reference book.
Right.
That you go back to. And, you know, it's an easy read because I don't believe that you need to spend 30 pages explaining one answer.
Right.
I find a lot of books, they just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And people don't have that much time these days.
Right. So this one's more concise and to the point.
Yeah. Kind of like me. I'm just like, to the point and, you know, this is the answer and that's it.
Yeah, cut it short and get to the point.
You know, is this guy interested in me? No. Next question.
That's right. <everybody. laughs>
So, you know, I ask questions like, you know, how do you know if you found the one? What is it? How do you know if someone really loves you? What is love? How do I interpret mixed signals? What are the top 3 dating mistakes? So just general questions like
what
that.
What are the top 3 dating mistakes?
Oh,
Let's go there.
That's what everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go there.
Because we all screw up.
Let's get juicy.
All right, it's time to get juicy.
Yeah.
So
we like juicy sex talk on the show.
All right. I'll try to give you some of that.
Yes, we do.
We really? You're like, yeah, we do.
So the top 3 are moving too quickly.
Okay.
You know, so when you meet someone, there's an attraction, there's chemistry, you just immediately want to, you know, eat them up and see them all the time and text them and call them and be with them. Mm-hmm. And that's just too much.
Mm-hmm. But they say guys do that more. Is that correct?
Mm.
No? No.
Not necessarily.
Well, it depends. Right. I think it's a little bit. It depends. It just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, because girls can do that, but guys can do that.
Yeah, because I know some guys, it's like they'll go out with you the first day and they already are planning the wedding and everything, right?
Do you do that, Sam?
No, I don't do that. But I've heard from women that say that men are like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but Lucia seems to take issue with that. So.
Yeah.
I think girls do that more.
Right,
I
yeah. Guys are not planning the wedding.
Yeah. It's girls do that more. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. Then the
So the girls feel that they're moving too fast? Is that what it is?
No, I'm just saying that one of the top three mistakes is moving too quickly.
It could be either or.
Yeah. It could be either one.
Yeah.
When, you know, because you want to know who you're dealing with. Because at first you're meeting the representative, you know, their PR person.
Right.
Everyone puts on a good show for the first 3 months.
Their best behavior.
You don't really know someone, I think, until 2 years. Because it's like, have you ever noticed, like, the year and a half, 2 year mark is when people mostly break up.
Really?
So that's when everything starts to come out, I feel like after the year. And so it's like you've got this time period of 6 months of knowing the real person after the year of like the lovey-dovey whatever and fun
stuff. The honeymoon.
Yeah, the honeymoon phase. And so then after the year, you've got this six-month period where you really know them.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, you break up around a year and a half, 2 years, or it's rocky then. But if you get past that mark, it's usually pretty good. Mm. But if you don't, then it's going to shit and you're done.
I think
that's what I found.
What's happening there is that it's, at that point, it's either, okay, we either make this a more committed relationship or we break up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you found that, like, that to be kind of, like, that always true, or is that just me?
Well, I mean, you know, the masks usually come off after 90 days.
Interesting. Okay.
Obviously, it takes longer because you have to go through the four seasons, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall, with someone to really know what's at. But, you know, you can, Plato said, I can tell more about a man from 1 hour of play than from 1 year of conversation.
Interesting.
So when you see how someone plays a game, or if you really want to know what a person's like, find out what makes them angry or how easily they get angry.
This is true.
Why is that?
Because then, you know, when someone's being angry, then they're being authentic.
Yeah.
They're being real.
Yeah,
that's true. But you know what? It's also the worst side of people, you know?
Right. I mean,
but you want to see the worst side to see what you're going to have to deal with.
Right.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, see, you know,
maybe.
I don't know, because it takes me a lot to get mad.
Right.
But when I'm mad, I'm Sicilian. I'm pissed.
Right.
But the thing is like, leave me alone. Don't speak to me. And then I'm fine. Usually I'm fine 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
Usually. It depends how what situation is. If it's something really stupid and minute, just walk away from me or I'll walk away. Don't follow me. Like, let me just be alone.
Mm.
And 10, 15 minutes later, I will calm down. And then if I will come to you and I'll be like, but I will ignore it. I don't want to talk about it. It's done. We had the argument. Shut up. Let's move on. And, you know, let's go have some fun, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. Why dwell on it?
Yeah.
It's best to just get away from
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I didn't know you were Italian.
Yeah.
I am too.
I figured by your name. But, you know, like, we have hot tempers.
Right.
But it's when I'm done the argument, I'm done. Like, it's I'm fine. But
right.
I don't go back to it. Like,
do you throw shoes?
I have been known to throw things in the past. I don't actually anymore. I haven't thrown anything. I want to say in a while because I've worked on that.
Yeah, me too.
The last thing I threw. Last thing I threw was a Gatorade bottle. But it was funny because I mean I laughed later on. I was like, I threw Gatorade at you. It's kind of funny. Gatorade.
Was it full?
Half full. But I had the top halfway on, so it splattered all over the wall. I'm like, it was kind of funny. Like, we laugh about it now because it was a friend of mine. I've never gotten mad at this person. And I got mad, actually. It was really stupid, too. It was like the dumbest thing ever because it was a football game. And we got an argument over that. And then I was like, just leave. But I give you warnings. And if you do this, too, I'll give you a warning. Get away from me. I'm telling you right now, you're going to make me mad.
Really?
Get away from me right now. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm going to explode.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, if you don't walk away from me, I'm going to explode.
Wow.
And they kept going. And then I just got so mad. I was like, get the fuck away.
Yeah.
Like, threw the Gatorade. And I warn you. I do. But it takes me a lot to get there. But like once I'm there, I explode. I go insane. And then I'm fine.
Mm,
and then I'm over it. And then I'm good. We're
good. Lucia, do you get angry like that too?
No, I've...
You seem a lot mellower.
Yes. In fact, I remember the last time I threw a shoe, actually. It was 18 years ago.
God, wow. Okay. See, I'm meditating now, so I haven't done anything in the past... in a while.
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. No, it's been a long time, actually.
So I was dating this guy, and he was an artist, so we were in the garage, and he had all these paintings up, and I was mad at him.
Did you throw paintbrushes?
No, I threw a shoe, and I was aiming for him, but I'm not a good shot, so I hit the corner of one of the paintings, and he's like, you're trying to destroy my paintings. I'm like, no, I'm trying to hit you, but I missed.
That's actually funny. Did he keep the paintings, like the shoe marks on it?
No, it wasn't that bad. He just kind of knocked it off the wall, but luckily it was okay.
Yeah. That would have been funny if like he was painting and like it hit it and it was like a mark on the painting and you're forever known your shoe mark in the painting. That would have been really cool. Yeah, I bet a cool story about the painting.
Yeah, I know. When people ask him, what is that? Oh, that's a shoe thrown at me.
Funny story. Let me get back to that story. Yeah.
Okay, so moving too fast is the first one.
Right. Yeah. So then the second one, speaking of sex, which we're not yet, but
go for it.
Sex too soon.
Yeah.
Because when you're sexually available, before knowing if the other person is emotionally available, you don't create, for women, it doesn't create the security that they crave.
Yeah.
Because they get attached. Mm-hmm. And then the guy's like, well, let's just see what happens. They're like, what? You know, because when women have sex, they want it to mean something. For them, it's a bonding experience. For guys, unless they're emotionally attached, it's just exercise.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I will say, we talked about this yesterday, but I will say I went through this period of time when I was younger where I was really hurt by someone. So I decided I'm going to play and I'm going to be the player.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. And I did that for a while. It was like became this like crazy thing. So it didn't, I was whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You were telling us that
it meant nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care.
She was like
nothing.
Dating six guys at the same time.
This was like, yeah. I mean, I was, yeah, I was, well, it was like 20 years ago, but like, but yeah, I mean, I was bad, but it meant nothing. I didn't care. But then I think now it's like, yeah, I know. I have to like get to know someone. Like I have to know them.
Right? Really?
I don't get attached. Like I don't get attached.
Right.
But I still have fun. Like I you know.
But you do have sex like sometimes first, second date, don't you?
I mean, I was doing that. Okay, I will say.
I think Lucia is talking about for a relationship to develop. That's what you do, right?
Well,
I mean, if you just want to have sex and stuff, it's okay, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So you're talking about if you want to plan a relationship, don't have sex too soon.
But I will say this because I stopped that because my the guy that I was dating last year, I known him for a while. But anyway, so we went on our like second date, got really wasted, whatever, and we hooked up and had sex. And we dated for a while, but he never, like that was always in his head and he would bring it up. And I'm like, seriously, you're still stuck on that? And he would, and I'm like, wow, okay. It really bothered him. But yeah, I'm like, we'd known each other for a while, so I don't understand. Like, anyway, but yeah, it bothered him for a while, so I swore to myself that I would make sure no matter what, I'll never do that again.
Yeah,
because again, you don't know who you're dealing with. You want to know who the person is, even if it's just going to be a casual thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to, you know, find out they have a wife stash somewhere or they have an STD or something. So at least you want to know that.
No, right. I'd be like, show me the damn papers.
But, you know, you were talking about you became a player for a while.
This was a while. Like,
that happens to a lot of women. You know, they get played. And so they're like, you know, F it. I'm gonna be a player. And so I kind of do the analogy of players are like vampires because they, you know, suck you. And then you become a vampire. And you become a player.
Yeah.
You know, but then eventually you cycle out of that. And you actually go the other opposite way. And you're almost like a born-again virgin.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have sex unless there's a, you know, a certain waiting period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny how that works.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so sex, not too soon. How long should we wait? 3-4 weeks?
You know, it just depends on, you know, I can't just give you a specific time period.
Yeah. Right.
No, but when would you know? I mean, at what point?
Well, you want to have sex when you know that the guy is having sex with you because of you and not just to have the sex.
Right.
He wants to have it with you and he's into you. And you're planning possibly, you know, about having a relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So it's different between everyone.
Yeah. It just depends how fast, you know, it might be a month. It might be 3 months.
Yeah.
And if a guy's interested, he will wait.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 3 months, man. That's a long
time. Get your lube out.
I wouldn't wait.
You know what, like I said before, the melons, like go fuck a melon. Go get a pocket pussy.
She's out of control this morning.
What? There's pleasure chests on Santa Monica Boulevard. Have at it.
No, but you know, you don't have to be exclusive until you're having sex. So you said, 3 months, that's so much. So I just say, fine, you know, you want to have sex, go have sex with other women.
Really? While you're developing a relationship with this woman?
Well, I can't, you know, you're
not together.
Yeah,
honestly,
I
guess.
It's unrealistic to think a guy's going to wait 3 months and not have sex, right?
Right.
So I'm saying, fine, as long as you and I are not having sex, I don't care if you have sex with other women. As long, you know, because if you're still trying to have a relationship with me, then it doesn't matter that you're having sex with other
women. Yeah, it's just sex. So,
really?
Yeah, in a way, it's like, I could see that because if we're trying to have a relationship and develop something and we're not doing it, if you're just having, it's just sex with someone else. So I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Although I'll be like, you're getting tested.
Right?
You're getting tested and you're showing me the paperwork.
Yeah. I never had to wait that long. You know, I mean, usually like, you know, second, third date at most it happens, but yeah.
Things have changed.
And yeah, I guess they have. She knows I haven't dated in a while.
People are just thinking about it a lot more now. They're just more aware.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the next one?
The third one is ignoring red flags.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they're always there.
Okay.
And usually when the first time you go out to dinner with them or you have your first date, the person will always tell you something, usually in a joking manner, you know? And so, you know, take a little mental notes because they're telling you what they're really like. Mm. And so if you then accept a second date, then you're saying, okay, you told me what I can expect from you and I accept it.
Okay.
So don't ignore them because then you look back after it's over and you're like, oh, yeah, he told me that in the beginning. I should have listened, or she told me that.
Yeah.
If it's there, just, you know, tread cautiously. If it's not quite a red flag, it might be a yellow or an orange.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But just make mental notes.
Well, then it's funny, too, because I feel like I noticed what I used to do a lot is because I was so hurt in the past, I'll deliberately do things to put up a wall and block it. And I would say stupid things on purpose.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't think, but I...
What, to turn people off or something? Or
maybe. Subconsciously. Yeah. I don't realize it till later. And I'm like... And I would be like, I would be out with a friend or friends will be with me. And they're like, why did you just... They'll pull me aside. Why did you just say that? I don't know. And then they're like, stop it, Bridgetta. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right. That was pretty stupid. But I guess I did that because I was deliberately trying to put up a wall.
I used to be that way. Not so much that way. You and I are very alike, apparently.
What sign are you?
Sagittarius.
Oh, yay, high five.
Oh, are you too?
I'm Sag
Cap. Oh, my God, no wonder. I'm Sag Scorpio, so.
Oh, okay.
We're both on the
top. Scorpio rising. I have Scorpio moon and all that. But, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so
funny. Okay.
So I'm very sarcastic and I have to watch that.
I am too. And,
of course, we're kindred spirits apparently. And so when I would meet someone, a guy, if I was attracted to them, I'd start being sarcastic with them, you know. And so then one time a guy called me out on it. And he's like, okay, so, you know, you're not really being very respectful to me. Obviously, you're not interested in me, so do you want to just have sex? And I almost started crying because I'm like, oh, my God.
I can't believe
that's
the
impression I'm giving out. Yeah. And that's not what I was trying to do, but I didn't realize I was doing it.
Yeah.
And that really set me on the path to changing it. So now when I meet someone, I'm very careful about what I say.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. They're always going to use it against you later.
Yeah. Well, I had someone put me in my place a couple of years ago, and it changed everything.
Really?
That's
why I say it's good to put someone in their place, because a lot of times you don't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And people respect you for it, that you fact that you stood up to them and said, hey, you know, knock it off.
Yeah. No, I would never forget that, because it was the time where I was being the player for so long, and this guy was a good friend of mine. We had dated, and then something tore us apart, and then we got in a fight, an argument, and then he went and picked me up and literally lectured me for an hour, because he drove me to Malibu and lectured me for an hour in the car. But I thought he was never going to talk to me again after the fight, you know,
last speech.
And and he gave me this whole lecture and he's like, why do you do this? I know what you're doing. I know you, and like tore me apart in a way, but I respected it. And because he saw past everything and saw past it. And I was like, wow, I will never forget that moment. Right. And then I changed a lot since then.
Wow.
That's when I changed everything. I was like, oh, damn.
I was in the Caribbean for my birthday. Just last November, with my best friend. We've known each other since we were 18.
Wow.
So she really knows me. We lived together for a year and a half, so she totally knows me. And so she gave me a little talking too, because we met this guy, and so, you know, all three of us were sitting there, and so he's, he started talking, and then I realized I'm not really that interested. Mm-hmm. So I start looking around, and you know, and so she's talking to him, but she's not interested in him, but you know, she's very attentive to what he's saying. So I'm like yawning, having a drink, looking around, and then she kicked me under the table, and so I laughed, and they both looked at me, and she's like, and he was just telling the story about how he almost died.
Oh my God.
And she's like, he's telling the story about how I almost died. I'm like, oh, sorry, I was laughing about something else.
Yeah.
And then he went to pay the bill. She's like, I have to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it happens to me, too, when the conversation's boring, I zone out.
You tune out. Yeah.
Completely.
I've done that before, and I'll never forget that. I did it. Yeah. But this was like a teacher.
But it got you in trouble.
Yeah. No, I did this. This was like, I'll never forget this. From your story.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a Sagittarius thing because my mom does the same thing.
Really?
But I think we're very, like, we express a lot. Like, we'll start yawning, like, facially. Or I don't know if you realize this or not, but, like, we make facial expressions that are very... Do you
animated?
Do that? Yes.
Yes.
And a lot of my Sagittarius friends do that. And my mother is the worst. She can't hide anything.
Right.
And I'm looking at her, I'm like, stop it. Stop it. It's embarrassing, especially if you're doing it to my friends. I'm like, oh, my. I brought a guy home, like, 2 years ago. My parents never let anyone come to my house, usually, ever. And so I brought someone home, and I remember he took his shoes off, and I think he had his socks off. And my mother was looking down, and I knew what she was doing. She looks down at him at his feet, and I know what she's thinking.
Uh-oh.
Are his feet clean on my carpet? You know, like, I know she's thinking this. And she looks down, and she's looking at it, and the facial expressions are turning out weird. And I'm like, oh, my God, I am so embarrassed. And I turn red, and I just turn around, and I'm trying to, like, get my mom to change. I'm, like, changing the subject, like, whatever, because she doesn't say it. She thinks
yeah.
it. Which shows on her face. So she went upstairs, and then the guy goes to me, does your mom hate me? Because it was the first couple minutes of meeting him. And I'm like, no, why? And I'm like, oh, God. And I knew it was because of where he was standing on this one rug. And I went back upstairs. I'm like, Mom, do you know what you were doing? She goes, he was standing on the rug, and I was wondering if his feet were clean. And I'm like, but I saw that, and he thinks you're crazy. He thinks you, like, hate him. And she's like, oh, you read that on my face? I'm like, yes. Wow. You're so expressive. It's ridiculous. And I realized I do that, too. And all of my Sagittarius friends do that. So I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you said you don't usually bring guys home. So you have this strict Italian family where you can't bring guys home unless you're going to marry them?
They are so insane.
It's
well,
true.
My family's crazy, first of all. They're insane. And they do have a rule where no guys are allowed in the house unless I've been, like, they literally have to, like, check out their portfolio. Literally, they'll be like, where do they work? What do they do? And as long as it's, like, something that's a good job, respectful, or whatever, then they're like, okay, they won't. They're psycho. They won't steal from us, so he can come here. Mm. Like, that's what they think, I think.
Oh.
It's weird. It's weird. Well, my dad owns a big company, so they're very, like, weird and protected.
Oh, okay.
It's psycho, though, and they're so Beverly Hills-like, except they live in Maryland, and I want to throw up. That's why I can't go home often, because I'm like, you guys are so into, your things own you. Your things own you. Like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't bring anyone usually there unless I have to.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thought it was more because... You know, with my family, you don't
it's that too.
Yeah, you don't bring someone home unless that's the person you're going to marry.
Really?
So I've never brought anybody home.
Yeah, but I kind of broke that mold. I'm like, no, I'm going to New York, and we're staying here for like for 2 days before we go to New York.
Yeah.
So you will like it, and you will deal with it. And it'll be like huge arguments. And I'm like, but we're not allowed to stay in the same room.
Right.
In fact, we have, this is actually crazy.
Oh, God.
We have an apartment downstairs of the house, and my mom can lock someone in there.
Uh-oh.
And she locks whoever it is down there, so they can't get into the other part of the house. It's really crazy. And I have to sleep upstairs. And normally I sleep in the apartment, because it's like an apartment. Like, I like being down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lucia, is your family pretty... like traditional Italian?
Yes, I wasn't allowed to date in high school.
And you were...
Oh, my God, I wasn't either. But I would do it.
You grew up in Canada, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Born in Italy.
Oh, you were born in Italy?
Yeah.
Where in Italy?
Calabria.
Oh, okay. Yes, there you go.
The south. Woo, woo. And we moved to Canada when I was 5 and a half.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I almost failed first grade because I couldn't speak English.
Really?
Wow. Luckily, I passed. And I stayed there till I was 21. Then I went back to Italy for about 6 and a half years. And
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Aww. So you grew up in Canada. I mean, you know, it's a pretty progressive country and everything, but your family was still pretty traditional.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, no dating. I had one date in high school, and I had to sneak away for that one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I know that story.
But you know what? Looking back now, actually, it was good because that way I focused on what I was supposed to be focusing at that time, which was school. So I was a straight-A student, and I don't really see why you need to date in high school. I know it goes against what a lot of people believe, but it's not like you're going to get married when
true.
You leave high school.
That's true.
But you learn a lot, I think.
But you can learn afterwards.
I guess.
You're supposed to be learning math and science and all that. You're not supposed to be learning dating and sex.
But I will say, like, during that time, I was so rebellious that I was so mad that they were so strict and everyone else wasn't, that I was around,
right.
that I deliberately would do things. And I would deliberately sneak out my... I would deliberately get caught and be like, ha-ha, screw you. You guys, you weren't rebellious at all.
In my own
later.
Way.
In okay.
I was secretly rebellious.
Yeah,
I mean,
later in
but
life.
You were like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did join the army. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that was rebellion, but...
maybe, kind of, right?
No, I mean, I just accepted it. It was fine, you know? So.
Yeah. I know, you don't know anything else, yeah. so you kind of go along with that. Did that make you, like, more adventurous later on? Like,
oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, taking off, you know, I moved out of the house at 20 and moved to Toronto for a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved to Italy. So, you know, I moved three times in my 20s, major quantum leaps.
That's true.
You know, I've taken chance, and I keep switching careers. I mean, who else has done it? You know, I mean, I've been a model. I've been in the army. I've been a photographer, singer, songwriter.
Wow.
You know what, though? But when you're creative, you're creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you still do all that? Do you still
write? Well, no, I can't. I write my column, but yeah, I can't do everything.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, since I felt like I missed out, maybe now I'm going to do everything.
Right.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that has to do with why I've never been married, because it's like now I have my freedom and now I can be free and date.
That's
and,
true.
Yeah.
You
That's
know,
true. Yeah.
Possibly.
So, I mean, about that, I mean, is it that you haven't found the right guy yet, or are you waiting for, would you rather not get married?
No, I'm just reminded of, you know, Liberace, because, you know, he was gay. And whenever they would ask him why he's not married yet, he'd be like, well, I just haven't found the right woman. Still looking for the right one, but I'm not gay. Definitely not gay. I would have to say, obviously, partly is, I think, I haven't wanted to be married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because if that had been a goal, I'm sure I could have accomplished it.
You would have been by now, right?
Yeah, it was just never a priority.
Right.
For some reason, which I know is strange for women.
Right.
Because all women want to be married.
Because you're more focused on career and your freedom, like you said.
Yeah.
And because it does tie you down once you get married. You know, I mean, a lot of things you can't do anymore and... things like that. Is that correct?
Well, it depends who you marry.
Exactly, because I'm not going to change. I'm still going to go. But I would expect whoever I marry to go with me wherever I want. Like,
we're
going to Italy.
But
we're going to France.
You're not dating anymore and stuff, you know, once you're married and all that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, so what was it? My question is, I guess, what was it like when you first moved out and you first started dating for the first time ever? Because you weren't allowed to date in high school. Like, so what was it like when you first got out?
Well, I actually was dating in the army also, because I joined when I was 18.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so I did date there, but I managed to stay a virgin.
Wow.
In the army.
In the army.
Wow.
Which is hard with all the guys.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm proud of myself for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just dating up a storm, left and right.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You know, I mean, when you're an attractive woman, you have a big selection to choose from.
Yeah. Especially when you're in the army and it's like a ratio of, what, I don't know, 20 to 1.
So you define yourself as a cougar now, among other things. I'm sure that's not your identity or anything. But
I think you are very pretty, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. So, and I love your glasses. I'm just saying, I'm like, I really like those glasses.
Maybe you can talk yourself into getting them.
You never know.
Yeah, they're very sexy. Guys
they
like
are very sexy.
Glasses.
I actually have, I wear glasses. I have glasses, but I like the little diamond things on the side of yours. They're really cute. Anyway.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
we're being girls. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, you're being you. Like
keeping
you
it real.
Yeah, keeping it real.
So how long have you defined yourself as a cougar? I mean, at what age does this start to happen? I mean, let me ask you this. Can a woman who's 30 years old dating a 24-year-old, is she considered a cougar too?
No.
No. So you have to be past a certain age?
They got
to
earn it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. So a cougar is a woman over 40.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interested in dating younger men. At least 10 years younger, you know, just because he's 2 years younger doesn't make you a cougar.
Right.
And you also have to be attractive, in shape, classy, sophisticated. It's not just anybody over 40, because that's where the problem starts, because, you know, the word cougar is getting a bad rap.
Oh. Yeah.
They think it's these desperate women who are chasing these young guys, trying to get them, and they can't get them. And that's totally not true. It's the total opposite. It's the young guys who are chasing the women.
Older women.
Right.
Yeah, and yeah. It's not a fetish. It's not like they're not dating them just because they're older, but because they still look great and mm-hmm. they have a lot of experience. There's less drama. Mm-hmm. Right. There's a lot of advantages to dating
That's
an older
true.
Woman.
Not as much baggage, huh?
Well, they might have baggage. You know, obviously, as you get older, mm-hmm. you usually accumulate more baggage.
Right.
But they're more lighthearted about it. They're still in touch with their inner child. They mm-hmm. have a childlike spirit.
Yeah.
They're into having fun, you know, dancing, working out, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so guys, it goes beyond sex, you say? It's not just a sexual attraction?
Yeah, it's not. Well, for 2/3 of cougars are looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And 1/3 of cubs, the guys, are looking for a relationship, which means that 2/3 of the cubs are just looking for sex.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you'd expect that. I mean, yeah. You know, being with an older woman is always like a young guy's fantasy and stuff, so I can see
right.
that. But do these things last? I mean, does it ever go into the
yes.
next stage?
Yeah, and it's becoming more and more popular.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, obviously, not a huge percentage last. But every day I keep getting emails from people that, and even like young guys, mm-hmm. 19, they're dating someone, they want to get married. I'm like, okay, calm down. You're a little too young. They want to marry their cougar. But it's becoming more and more acceptable. I mean, it's, you know, it's slow because
right.
there's always this thing, oh, how dare you, you know, you're robbing the cradle. And I say, well, I'd rather rob the cradle than rock the cradle.
Right. It's true, yeah.
Yeah, copy that.
But now, once you go beyond the six, I mean, can you find a lot in common with someone who's less than 30 years old?
Absolutely. You know, one time I dated a 19-year-old.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. How old were you at the time?
I was in my early 40s.
Okay.
And...
I mean, if a guy did this, they would call him, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I've done that,
creepy.
Actually, because I dated Val Kilmer when he was, I mean, I was 21 and he was like 45.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, he was older.
That's
than
a
that.
Big difference.
He was older. I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway. And it was acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And so we met on MySpace.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first conversation we had, we were on the phone for an hour and a half.
Wow. Mm.
And, you know, you would think that, mm-hmm. you know, what are you going to talk to a 19-year-old about?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, if you have a connection, if you have chemistry, it doesn't matter what age
right.
you are.
Really?
It wow. depends on their soul, how old their soul is.
That's true. That's true. A lot of people are pretty mature. And stuff,
yeah, and right? I find a lot of people in their early 20s these days, they're actually very self-aware. They're very much into self-improvement and mm-hmm. health and finding out about the secrets of the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, deep in the back of your mind, you would think, he could be my kid. No? I mean, when you're 40-something and he's 19, he'd be your kid. You know, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it.
If you think about
it,
but
know?
I mean, you're not really looking
yeah,
at it
Yeah, you try
like
not
that.
To think about
yeah,
it, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to think about that. That's like the least thing that's going through your brain at the time.
Well, you don't want to think about it, but it's a fact.
Well, when I went on the Tyra Banks show, and she did a show on Cougar, so I was dating this guy, and he was black. Mm-hmm. And so this audience member, she's like, well, you look like his mother. And I'm like, really? I look like his mother? I'm blonde and he's a black guy.
Yeah,
you know.
That's funny. Wow.
That was funny. Wow. So you've dated as young as 19, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that was just, you know, a 1 month.
Yeah,
very
but,
short.
But
yeah.
Generally, what age range do you date?
Well, I really try to stay over 30.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
you know, if it depends on the emotional maturity of someone.
Right.
You know, if someone happens to be mature at in their 20s, then mm-hmm. why would I discard them?
Right.
Right.
That's true.
See, with me, though, I feel like, I don't know, I had this rule, and I don't know if you find this or not, but I find, like, a lot of guys, well, I mean, like, 6 different guys that I know, that are, when they hit 28, 28 is kind of like their freak-out moment of, like, oh my gosh, I'm not where I want to be in my life, or I've already done this and now I want to do this. And they kind of have this freak out moment of, like, I want to say, like, they're another midlife, like a mini midlife at 28. I've found so many guys that I know have gone through
really?
It, friends or people
wow.
that I've dated. So I've decided I will never, ever, ever again ever date anyone who's, like, you know, younger than 30, because I was always with someone who was stuck in that, like, moment of transition, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And never say never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have you found that? Like, do you find, I mean...
No, but I think what's happening there is they're looking at their 30th birthday coming up, and they're starting
out.
To freak out earlier.
Yeah. Right.
But it seems people freak out at every age. I mean, a friend of mine, he was 24, turning 25, he's like, oh, I'm getting old. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. Shut up is right.
Shut up.
You know, it's... you know, it's just a state of mind.
Right. Yeah.
If you, instead of looking at the age that you are, look at your state of being. If
right.
you're happy and positive, then you can, any age can be a great age.
I agree.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. If you took out the sex for a moment out of this,
he
would you still...
if you take out the sex.
No, no, because I'm trying to figure out...
add sex.
No, because I'm trying to figure out if the women really do it for sex, or is it...
No.
No.
I mean, part of the time, yes.
Right. No, I mean, obviously,
no, well, that's
right.
why I said a third are looking...
Of... But if you take out the sex, I mean, would you still be looking at younger guys? That's the question, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
because yeah. it's an attraction, because it's, you know, when there's an attraction, there's an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You have...
So beyond the physical attraction, you say?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. obviously, we want them to look good. I mean, right. if I did a 50-year-old, then, you know, I'm not... then he's got to look good, too.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I have no problem right. dating a 50 or 55 or 60, whatever.
Right.
Just as long as they look good, they're stylish, they right. have fun still, they still have
yeah.
like, their inner
yeah.
spirit.
You're just
yeah.
open to younger guys,
as
too.
Long as they look right. like George Clooney, yeah.
you'll take him.
Oh, yes.
yeah. yeah, well, that doesn't count, you know?
Right, well.
Because they can get anybody
Brad Pitt, Denzel.
You're like, I'll keep going.
okay, and what are a couple of other issues that people usually ask you about?
Okay, let me see what
or what are like first date rules or like when you're first, if anything like that.
Yeah, just to cap off this cougar talk,
okay.
I actually have a recording at howtocatchacougar.net where I teach guys what to do.
Really?
Oh, that's with
cougars.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because
okay.
a lot of them, they're concerned about, oh, you know, how do I approach a cougar?
Mm-hmm.
Or where do I meet them? What do I say?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a whole recording about what to do, what not to mess up.
Yeah.
Where would one meet one?
Meet one?
A martini
well,
bar
actually,
at Beverly Hills Hotel?
No, well, they're actually all over the place,
yeah.
obviously. You just have to be on the lookout. But, you know, obviously at the gym is
mm-hmm.
a good place. Work.
But see, okay, with the gym, do you
yeah.
mind getting approached by someone at the gym?
Not at all.
Really?
Why would
yeah.
I mind?
See, I hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she doesn't like you.
I
Why?
Hate it.
Why?
I just don't. I'm at the gym to work out. I don't want to have a conversation. I want to work out and I want to leave. Don't talk to me.
Why not kill two birds with one stone and pick up a cup while you're there?
You're so funny.
Yeah. Shape and
I
pick
don't
up
know
a cup.
What it is. You know what it is? It's because I plan things out for my day and I have a certain amount of time to do everything. And then I just want to do that. I want to get in. And you know what it is too? The gym is my time of relaxation and I'm thinking in my head, just it's a calming for me and I don't want it disrupted
right.
by anyone or anything.
Right.
I understand. I mean, it's a meditation
weird?
For me too. I mean, I love
yeah.
it. I have my headset on, but if there's an attractive guy there, or if someone starts talking to me,
you're
then
like,
why?
The hair comes down.
The headset comes off.
Exactly.
The cleavage shows up.
You're like, let me adjust them, make them perky.
Let me bend over to pick up this weight.
Let me run on the treadmill way more sexier. Move those hips.
Let me get a little sweaty.
Yeah, let me splash some water right there. Sorry.
You know, so why miss out on that opportunity? You know,
mm-hmm.
the universe might be trying to bring someone to you and you're like, oh, no,
saying.
Sorry, I got to...
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, you got to be open at all times. That's like people walking around always on their phone.
Yeah.
You know, the crackberry addicts.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened to me once. I was in line at the supermarket and I'm like looking at my phone
mm-hmm.
and this guy behind me asked me a question. I just turned around. I'm like, blah, 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 you know, answered
mm-hmm.
this question, went back to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, wait a minute. I think he's trying to meet me.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like totally,
yeah.
I'm like, duh, I should know this stuff. I teach this stuff. He's like, wake up, get off the phone.
Yeah.
And so then he actually followed me out of the supermarket. And it's like, excuse me, can I get your number?
Oh my gosh.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I guess there's different ways. Now, what do you think about like online dating sites? Are those effective?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Are there sites for cougars?
Of course.
Especially for cougars?
Of course. Yeah, there's several of them. There's Cougar Life, which is the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Urban Cougar and Date a Cougar.
Oh, wow. Have you ever used any of them?
But of course.
But of course.
For research.
Oh, I like yours better.
Yeah.
But of course.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
For research purposes only, of course.
Absolutely.
Right.
Totally.
It's all about research.
Anything yeah.
I do, I can just say it's all research.
But see, do you, okay, when a guy comes up to you and says, can I get your number? Do you mind? Because I don't like that. I don't. Do you?
Well, they don't exactly just come up and go, hey, can I get your number? I mean, there's a
guys
method.
Do that before, and it bothers
what, they
me.
Just, they say nothing else except, hey, can I get your number?
It may be like something in line. And
hey,
then,
how are you doing? Nice day. Can I get your number?
Like, how
you,
and they'll wait a little bit, and then they'll try and talk, and then I'm like, okay, whatever, and I go back to whatever, and then randomly it's, hey, can I get your number? And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you're turned off because obviously you're not attracted to them, because if an attractive guy came up to you and said, can I get your number, you'd be like, hell yeah. And here's my email and address too. Or they might be messing up in their approach.
Okay.
You know, and they have this agenda, and they've got this look in their eye like, yeah, oh my God, is she going to give me her number? And I tell guys, it's okay, like, you cannot approach with an agenda. You just have to be very, you know, cool, yeah, and smooth about it.
Right.
And just initiate situational conversation. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in line at the Starbucks, just go, hey, do you know what's good to have here at Starbucks? You know, just talk about anything. Don't, oh, you're so beautiful.
See, yeah, and I'm usually like, yeah, you can find me on Facebook.
Which is a blow off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So women want meaningful conversation. They don't want to just, you know. No.
Well, again.
It depends if you're George Clooney, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, trust me. Yeah. If they're really attracted, you can say duh, and you can take them to McDonald's for the first date, and they'll be like, oh, it's so romantic. We went to McDonald's on the first date.
Oh my gosh.
But if they're not really, they're kind of on the fence, or like, that jerk, he took me to McDonald's. I never want to see him again. So it's really about the interest level.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and plug your website, your show.
Twitter and all that.
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of that. Okay, so the website is theartoflove.net. And I have the my newsletter you can sign up for. I have the latest news of what I've been doing lately. Tons of videos, column, everything. There's a ton of stuff go on there. Awesome. Of course.
You see, you've grown quite a bit in the 4 years, you know? I mean, not just the station, but you have as well.
Oh, absolutely. With the social media, I'm totally into social media.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so I'm on Twitter, Cougar Expert.
Right.
On Twitter, Facebook, Cougar Expert on Facebook. Now I'm on Instagram.
Really?
I don't even know what that
like
is.
The latest thing. It's with pictures and stuff. We'll talk about it some other time. But yeah, go on.
Lucia D on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I don't know.
Okay. And the radio show, of course, Sundays at 3.
3 p.m.
At 3 p.m. on Channel 1 here on LA Talk Radio. Lucia, there's so much more to talk about. We'll have to invite you again.
No, you need to come back.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd love to.
We haven't even covered half of what we could.
Yeah.
This is amazing. You're a great guest.
Thank you.
You really are. Thanks, it's intriguing. And guys like hearing this kind of stuff.
And I found a kindred spirit, so.
Ta-da!
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Brigitte, have a great day.
You too.
We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitte, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitte is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.